Well, here we are again, bringing you the finale to Session 57. The players were Joshua, Jay, Gilt, Nick, Jameis, and Marcus. There's nothing else to go over, so let's jump right into Session 57, Part 2.
This did not go as planned.
Really? You gave Bird an opening to do something nasty and you surprised it didn't go as planned?
I was expecting it to be a sort of 5-minute scene to describe stuff and then, oh, now we're off to Egypt.
How dare you delay our movement? Yeah. How dare you delay our movement to a place where my character is actually competent?
Can we have another month break between now and then so I can get some languages?
Well, fortunately, I have my Arabic, so that's it.
I'll not be opposed to that. It will mean I can get closer to no longer being in debt.
Mm-hmm. Damn it. Narratively wise, I actually have to try and start socializing with characters.
Yes, I need to... thank you, Gilt. You've now given me a reason, a justification for getting weapon skill at one.
Yes, I have given you your own rapier. Congratulations.
I will have to start fencing with evil von Hundegaard. I'm sorry, reformed von Hundegaard.
Good luck with that.
But you've been socializing with the nags, though.
Yeah, this is the thing. I have realized that I have named a total of one NPC and talked to a total of no NPCs, save for those which other people have already introduced or dragged into the scenes.
Well, Gilt, I could introduce you to my my servant who's studying archaeology, and then we could buy him as an asset.
You could buy him as an asset, I'm not doing
I could it. Put him in as an asset.
At the moment I'm rather annoyed that all these tips I keep on giving to the Mad Society never go anywhere I spend them.
Oh dear, have you read Bert's message?
Oh, God. I keep on pumping chips into the Nag Society, and they never go anywhere I kind of point them towards. It's getting annoying now. I'm trying to foster you into a resource we can use. Oh, wait, no, you're going to spend it on pointless crap.
Well, it's up to the group to spend it as they want to.
We are meant to be able to influence what our groups do as long as we have our...
You need to buy people as assets, which you obviously choose the people, choose the people who aren't good at those skills.
It's like how you have reshaped the railroad to get rid of the security problems and how Marlowe has reshaped the check-in.
I'm still waiting for them to get a security consultant in so they can be there, but they haven't spent the chips yet. I've given them the avenue for them to do that, but they haven't spent the chips yet on that.
Stop putting chips into influence. You can be non-influential. You can just as long as you've got a few places out there so that we can crash there and have resources out there. You don't need to be well known.
I just need to get to epic level resources, and I can buy as a mansion in every country, and we will be set.
Also, to some degree, you also have to have time for them to buy things as well. Like, we just had a month off to spend it. Otherwise, I can't spend any XP until then. I just keep accumulating the damn things.
Yeah, bitch.
Another month now so I can get some more languages.
Actually, you'll have quite a few, quite a while of downtime when you do the flight or boat or however you wish to do it to Egypt. That's quite a trip.
Really? We haven't used it yet.
Yep.
Well, Bert, isn't there a special ship that can get us there in like a week?
Well, it takes 3 weeks by ship.
Marcus, whatever takes longest.
Special airship.
Yeah. Airship, especially your airship, will take less, but it's going to still be like 1 to 2 weeks to get there.
Okay.
Marcus, gives us the most downtime.
Yeah. By the time we arrive and the war is over, the Tesla's won. And we are all given medals at the end.
And guilt influence isn't, how well known you are. It is literally how much power and how well connected you are in places. For nags to work the way you want them to, they have to actually be present in many places. So they have to have influence for that. So that's where a lot of points are going until they actually get their influence up high enough to be a worldwide organization. Especially since you said you wanted them to have a place in Egypt. So for them to have a place in Cairo, they need influence.
All right. So it would be much simpler if they just provided ed bonuses for us. They don't need to exist on their own.
They should all be slaves to the PC's will.
Yes, yes, they should. How dare they have ideas about their station. Damned NPCs.
And they haven't spent ships from last time yet. I have not updated since our last game.
There. All right, so...
All right, so next morning.
Is Marcus back?
Yes.
Aha!
Okay.
Yeah, I was watching the video for Traveler.
Mm. So you have sent the body back with Blair to go into the city morgue?
Yeah, sure.
What we almost need to do is, in fact, try to, as it were, hire someone to get into Dia's place and to see what names come up that, if they haven't realized he's dead in time, may point us to who the hell this guy was, if he wasn't some independent operator doing things.
Meh.
Let us follow up with certain initial leads and see where we get to first.
Yeah.
Because it's easier. It's less thinking that way.
Aha. Yep. All right, so where to first?
The only real lead we have.
Well, you've got a couple of things, actually. You mentioned the bank and you mentioned the car.
I don't think the bank gave him the loan is entirely relevant. I don't think
that's really going to be a big thing.
Bert has mentioned it. Therefore, it must be relevant. There is something relevant.
they're ran by the evil Sicilians. No.
If anyone's going to go to the bank, I should probably be with them or go.
Well,
Bert, are you telling me death is on the line?
It's a land war in Asia, actually.
Ah, damn.
Well, I show up at the appointed time at the car rental place.
All right, you call ahead, or do you just show up?
I show up when they open, so I don't show up.
All right, fair enough. The car rental place is actually adjoining the airfield.
Oh.
So yes.
All right. Well, I will explain to them that due to an investigation, I need to know who rented this car.
The old investigator badge.
Yeah. Mm, yes. May I see that badge, please?
Is he the butler?
No, it's just more people that hate Marlo.
Well, why would they hate Marlo? He's a good guy. He wouldn't kill anyone.
I gesture to Bishop to show him.
I show my investigator badge. He's with me.
Mm, he looks it over. He sticks it up so that he can hear the full light of a lamp shines on it. He checks it out.
To get that perfect smile. The light's perfect. It's like, you should know who I am. And just a smile.
He pulls his glasses down to the end of his nose. He looks up. He looks at you and says, this seems to be in order. What car was it? When was it rented?
Don't have information when, but we know it was rented from here. Describe me, model.
Okay, did you happen to get the number?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, just a moment, please. He gets out a card, makes some punches in it, and he feeds it through his Babbage machine, pulls his glasses, and he whistles it to, and he looks at you. It takes a moment. Our machines are a bit older. Have some coffee.
Okay.
Is everyone here, by the way?
No, given that it's near the airport, what I'm going to do is get a picture of the guy and flash it around at the airport, talking to people, running, see if any of them recognize who this chap is.
Ah, very nice. Give me a rapport roll, unless you're trying to strong arm it.
Rapport? Does anyone want to be with me who's got rapport?
I have some.
Yeah, you're not there.
You could
flash badges and you can make an intimidation if you want, but, you're talking to people. You gotta make a connection somehow.
I can use deceit.
You want to lie. This is my brother. I want to know.
You could just wait. Listen,
we need more peace. No. I mean, I would have thought just, I'm an investigator. I just want to know, do you know anything about this chap here?
No, that's fine. It's just people are reticent to, talk to authority figures. Are you flashing a badge and saying you're a guild investigator?
Yeah, what the hell? Who's thinking this
chap? Yes, give me an intimidation roll. I will give you bonuses because you have a badge.
Yeah, what's my intimidation?
And thanks to the things that happened this past month, they know that you guys have been kicking down doors and carting away people. So,
yeah, but the thing is, they know that investigators have. They don't know that I have because I haven't been in the paper.
Uh-huh.
6.
Oh, very sweet. Okay, I'll get back to you in a minute. So are you flashing around like, did you get a photograph of him, or are you just giving a description?
Yeah, I've got a photograph. Yep,
no problem. Yeah. I know you've got a camera, so not a problem. All right, meanwhile, back inside, the man's rocking back on his heels.
We've got Marcus and Bishop are at the car rental. I'm at the airport. We're our thing.
Marcus and Bishop are at the car rental?
Oh, yeah. Well, Marlowe and Bishop.
Yeah, we're our Thane and Hundegaard.
Yeah, we are those two. Just before we get confused, this is people suddenly turning up places.
Mm-hmm. I am going to actually start looking at, trying to get in contact with the Registry of Heraldic Devices.
Mm-hmm.
Because true heraldic devices are actually
registered.
Yes, and kept track of. So, would that require me to get in contact with England?
You can take a chip for that. Just contacts roll, would be fine. If you've got a high society as a specialty, you can bump that.
Yes, I do, actually. Contacts, high society.
Right. Hey, just keep track of the roll and I'll get back to you in a sec. And what's Thane doing this morning?
Thane is, I don't know whether to say I'm going to the bank or not because I'm certain it's pointless, but I don't know what else to do.
You can be with someone else. You don't have to be. We don't have to split up, you know.
I'll allow him to come along for a start, actually. He appears about... he seems to be trying to ingratiate himself in high society, so he may wish to actually look for a heraldic device of his own making for the future.
Yes, that is a good point. It has a picture of a hand with money in it on one side and a hand without money in it on the other side.
In the middle says, pay me, sucker. No.
No, it just
in
has
Latin,
the word poof.
Of course.
Of course.
What's the word poof in Latin?
Poofurium.
All right, so the annoying bureaucratic man eventually stops whistling as his Babbage machine spits out a card.
Hello, Gavin.
And he runs this card through another machine, starts whistling again, and smiles and nods. The coffee is quite good.
Can I see if he's taking taking a piss at us or?
No, it's his, you can, yeah, the machines he has are really old. I mean, they're just.
No. Actually, I'm making friendly conversation with him, just making sure he's having a good time.
Yep. He's polite but aloof to you. he apparently doesn't know who you are. No, don't get into politics. Stay clear of that. Yes. Oh, here we go. And finally there is a printout. It's got a name and a time. And it's like, oh, yes, this car was rented, yesterday morning, by a man named, looks at it, goes to his registry. As the ETM looks up his notes.
I see Wiener.
Yes. By a name, a man named John Hancock. Here you are.
Wait, what?
Did he sign really big?
Yes, he hands over the card that the Babbage machine spit out. It gives you a time that the car was checked in for. He apparently has rented it for a week.
Okay. Is there a camera in here?
No.
Okay. What did he put down to show that he is trustworthy?
A large deposit. Cash.
Did he say where he was staying?
Well, he wrote down an address. He points at the card.
That's what I looked at.
Yes, there is an address at the card, which is a local hotel. Quite low rent.
Odd. 606 Motel. Hmm.
It's a motel. Right. Were you on staff at the time?
Oh, yes.
What do you remember about this individual?
He paid in cash. Large stacks of it. Cash.
I looked to Marlowe. Maybe he got the hint of how to get information.
How about? Oh my god.
Do you have large stacks of cash?
Yes, but at the same time, I'm just thinking about threatening him until he tells me the information.
Well, he's answered everything you've asked so far.
I know, but he's officious. And
He is. He's very officious.
Was there anything that stood out about the man to you?
He was very well dressed. He was in a very nice business suit. He had luggage with him. I think he just came off a plane.
How much luggage?
A valise.
Did he have an accent?
No. Well, maybe. He did talk a bit strange. nothing I can, not an accent so much. It's just, the way he phrased certain words, like, I don't know, maybe someone who, wasn't maybe English wasn't his native language, but, didn't speak with an accent. Just odd turns of phrase here and there.
I'm sorry, how much luggage do you have?
Just one suitcase.
Oh, just one suitcase. All right. That car would have, that was a rather nice car, right?
No, actually it wasn't.
Oh, okay. It wasn't.
I mean, it wasn't trash. Most cars, you know, our cars are all handcrafted. It just wasn't any, it wasn't like a sports car or anything. Just your average electric car.
Most people don't have cars.
Most people do not have cars, yes.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's it for me.
That's it for me, other than we have the address, we got a little bit of description, I don't think we need anything else. Is there anything else that stood out to you that we should be aware of? And if you need any, and if you think of anything else, here's my card, it's my cell phone.
Looks at your card.
Don't you change your number regularly?
Yeah. Not anymore.
Give me a rapport roll, Bishop, since you've been kind of just shooting the gab with him there.
Okay. Fun roll. Okay, apparently I don't like, apparently I'm not doing that well with this guy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, because this is first impressions.
Yes. He offers that, he seemed very tired when he came in. Eyes were red. Yeah, that's really all I can remember. That and the sweet, sweet cash. Oh, I guess we get to keep the deposit then?
No.
Oh.
It's guild property now.
I see. Well, if you'll sign this paperwork then.
How much paperwork does he actually have? How many pages?
It's like 5 pounds? Pages.
Only 5?
Just 5.
I'll let Bishop sign it. I'm going.
I'll read it over with my political.
Yeah, it's basically just saying that you're taking this into your possession. Every bill is accounted for. Yes, and he's going to take the time to write down the serial number of every bill you take.
That's nice.
Yes.
It's going to a vault forever.
Right. Actually, everybody, give me your alertness rolls for the scene.
It's an initiative roll?
Leading us, you want there?
Nope, just alertness for the scene.
Get 5.
Get me my alertness.
All right. What did Bishop get since you're sitting there
closer to the guy? 6/8. 6 for particular, 8 for hearing.
The bills are in consecutive numbers.
Well, that's easy to write down.
Yes.
Hey, Marlo, this don't take long at all. They're in sequential order.
Oh, my God.
I just write a dash to say 1 through 250.
Do you know why that's important?
Yeah, because he just went to a bank and got fresh new bills.
Yeah. What type of bills are they?
It is the bill of the realm.
Okay. So pounds.
So we've already moved on to the point where there is a general bill rather than personal bank bills?
Yes.
Well, same with the queen and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Or pounds. King.
It is the metropole bishop.
Right. And I'm gonna cut over, what was Gavin doing again?
Intimidating people at the airport, apparently.
Yes. And your role was?
For intimidation or witness.
The intimidation role.
6.
6, and I'm giving you a bonus because you flash badge. Or at least you're saying
I don't
you
need
are.
George with me, I will point out.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. That'll increase your intimidation role.
Do not.
Oh, you do not. Okay.
No.
Sure, where exactly are you asking around? The airport, you said?
Yeah, handlers. Well, sort of luggage handlers. The main sort of staff who deal with people when they come off of arrivals and stuff. Arrivals and that.
Sure. It's a really good role. There's actually a luggage claim person there that apparently worked that shift early yesterday morning who remembers the guy because he tipped him quite well. Yeah, it was a private flight that came off of, that island, oh, heck. He's kind of looking at a loss for words. Savage. Private charter,
I was trying to remember it myself.
Yeah. He can't remember the name of it. Yeah. Just like, yeah, it's an island. We get these flights in all the time. It's a hop from there to Metapole,
Savage Island, Stormhaven.
That's it. Yeah. 8:00 in the morning. The guy gave me a 50. Move his baggage around for him.
Anything you remember about him?
Well, yeah, he had two suitcases. He went over there. He points over to like the little, the lockers that you can kind of, you stick your money in, and then you take a key.
Yep.
And he stuck one bag in there and he carried one, across the street to the Cardinal place.
Okay. Do you remember which luggage? Yeah.
Yeah. He looks a little sheepishly at you first, like he's going to conveniently forget and, then remembers that you could have him in jail very quickly. And there might just be room left after what's gone on this month. I'm pretty sure it was, that bank to the right, top, probably one of those three right there. Is that all you need, officer?
Do you have anything else about him? How did he dress? Did he say anything?
Dressed really well. Give me a crisp $50 bill and, or 50 pound bill. Or I guess it wouldn't be a pound. It'd be a whatever smaller denomination.
Pound is the small.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. Tipped him quite well.
Nigs up his
knee. He got a shoe shine. Right when he got off the plane. That's all I know. Can I go?
Yes. Thank you. I'll actually give him a 52 for his help.
Oh!
Wow.
Offsetting the rather intimidating presence of the investigators.
Yes. Holds it up to the light as he's going away. Yes.
Looking all over right. The sort of sudden suspicion about something. Mm. Red herring, I suspect. Shoeshine boy. Look over to him. Is there a shoeshine person
yeah.
there?
Yeah, yep. It's a young boy. He's in the middle of shining up a pair of loafers to a shiny reflection.
Is as there the man any, reads a newspaper. Has there been any talk of, say, a shoe shine kid parting stuff that you couldn't quite get to the airport into someone's shoes sort of thing?
No, not so much.
Mm, okay, so it's shoe shine boys do make good contacts.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
Yep. The guy that he's working on now seems to be mostly ignoring him and is reading a paper while he's shining up his loafers.
Yeah.
If you want to approach him, he'll finish up. As you're arriving, the guy tosses him a coin, and he notices you coming up, and he takes a little broom out of his pocket, and he brushes off the seat and says, "Right here, sir! I'll shine you up in no time!"
Yeah, I'll sit down there and sort of start, and ask him, "Do you happen to remember this guy from yesterday?"
He doesn't even look at the picture. He just starts brushing off your shoes. Says, no, sir. Doesn't pay to recognize anyone.
Okay. I'll move the picture down into his line of sight, and with it will be not a 50, we'll say a 20 with uh-huh. the picture.
And he looks at the picture and says, and the 20 kind of disappears there. And he's like, if you could tell me what he was wearing for shoes, sir, I might be able to tell you better. As he,
Yep. I'll name the shoes. Cause I saw them. So I know what they are.
Oh, classy Italian number. I remember those. Yes, sir.
Do you remember anything else about him? Did he say anything? Or?
Drink a lot of coffee. He seemed really jittery. I think he just got off a really long flight.
Hmm.
Tipped real well. Great.
He seems to be doing that a fair bit.
He kept checking his watch, if that means anything to you, sir.
Hmm, interesting to know. Thank you for that, my lad.
Yep. Your shoes are like glowing when he's done. Blinding.
Well, you say that, and yet by the time I'm going to go to the luggage and by the time I get there somehow, because clothes do not make us the man for me, they don't end up to be glowing as well as they should have been. What is it? Yeah, clothes do not make us the man. So they don't stay glowing for long.
One massive pile of scuff marks.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to break for you from just a minute there. And, so Hundegaard and, Thane, you guys are together. We're trying to work out the heraldry thing.
Yes.
Yep. And, so you made some phone calls around. What did your role end up being there for Hundegaard?
I believe it was an 8 again. 8? That was the third 8 in a row.
Sure. What you end up doing is, calling, since you are an academic, you end up calling, a university that you've done some work with and you get a hold of their department, that actually, keeps track of heraldry and such. And, while the heraldry is not, been put on record anywhere, the guy you got in contact with, tells you that it is likely a society.
Oh, a society. Now that is very different. Okay, that's hard to track.
Yes. And tells you that, oh, yes, and you're likely right. This is probably the combining of two different groups, The porpoise here, obviously represents, either a group that was based on an island, or it may have some other significance to them. And then here we have, already made the connection to the English lion on the other side.
Okay, the British lion. What are the various symbols of Stormhaven?
Well, he doesn't have heraldry.
No, Allard doesn't. But yes. Stormhaven itself has had various smuggling families and working out of it.
You don't know anything about the Stormhaven connection yet, I'll point out, because we haven't had a chance to blow each other. So you've got no reason to think Stormhaven.
Same thing, but... Oh, small island here.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can make the thought that, you know, Stormhaven's an island, you know, blah, blah.
I thought we were all at the same scene when that actually, occurred, or rather we were all at the house when there was a small Stormhaven connection, wasn't there?
No.
Oh,
well, he just said that he might have recognized the guy, but he couldn't remember
enough.
Where.
In the future, when you fill me in on that side, and I'll fill you in on this side, and I'll think about that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, your historian of heraldry tells you that it is a society, like a secret society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it is not registered anywhere.
Mm. Thank you kindly for that.
Oh, and remember, you owe me those edits.
yes, do not worry. I'll send them along to you shortly. I also will be sending them along with a few illustrations of some of the artifacts recovered. Pay particular note to the pictograms.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds good. All right, back to Marlow and Bishop. Where are you heading to?
Call in on the quantum radio.
All right.
Okay, we've got an address for the guy. We also found that he's got new notes. It looks like they're sequential order. What do you want to do, Marlow? Check in with the bank or go to the address?
Well, the airport is right there. Let us see where he came from.
Okay, we're going to also check to see where he came from, if he registered under this name.
So you guys can meet up with Gavin, who is still in the air terminal area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's go. We'll check with the bank. Second, let's check with the airline.
Yeah, well, if you stop talking for a moment, I'll fill you in on what I learned. I was about to get the security people to open the lockers.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Yes, we could open them ourselves, I realize, but we should do this properly.
Get security. We don't have to break them open then.
Yeah. Exactly. Security will come in and they'll open the three lockers that you
nominated.
Pointed out.
This one. I won't tell them where they got. I don't have to tell them where I got the information from. Why this week? Because I told you to. That's why.
That's right. Yes.
Why these? Shut up. That's why.
You might find yourself in a cell. Be a suspected member of 3R. You want that?
No.
You want it?
No, we're not going to act like that.
So they all blow up and they open the lockers. No. Two of the lockers have, like, basically just a change of clothing in it, just some various knickknacks that look like they've been brought in from.
And if they look like the right size, we won't even bother considering.
The third has a leather man's traveling case.
Yoink.
It's quite heavy.
All right. We'll take it out, make sure there's nothing else in it, and they can lock the thing, and they go away. They don't get to see what's in the suitcase.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll take a small private room.
Actually, that's easy enough. They will actually take you to a security room where they will occasionally detain people when there are questions about passports, and they'll let you use the room.
Yes. Now, the thing is, do we want to suspect Allard at any point in during this?
I was actually... Given he came from Stormhaven, I was going to check his security.
Just
something I'm going to remind you of is that Stormhaven was actually a very large hub for both ships, planes, and zeppelins.
Well, I remember that it had also been shut down for such while Allard went insane.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago, though.
Oh, okay, so he has picked his business back up.
Right, so that's why we were a little bit more suspicious than we probably otherwise should have been.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
They opened that up about a couple of months ago. Didn't you realize? Yes.
There you go. The leather case doesn't have a lock or anything on it, just big, thick straps.
Stop us anyway.
All right, so pop it open, and as you do, from inside the valise, there's a crack and a pop sound.
Oops. Oh, well, should have checked it out. Should have checked for traps. Too late now.
Yep. No, it wasn't a trap, but what did happen is, you'll notice that there's kind of like a thin line that was attached to the inside lid of the case. And so when you open it up, there's a piece of equipment inside. It looks like, it looks like a radio receiver that has now become so much, garbage. The line pulled something inside and the spark was set off. And so there's some smoke coming out of it now. Not a lot, just enough to let you know that that thing is fried.
If it's possible to tell that it was on the frequency of the bugs, that's fine. Otherwise,
you can do that easily with a crafting roll. Yeah, it just basically made it, unusable.
So my crafting is now at a...
Yeah, if you're above 3, I mean, that's all you really need.
Yeah, I'm a superb crafter now, so. Yeah.
You can pop it open, you can look at the resistors, and you can figure out what it's set for. I mean, it's that easy.
Welcome to the membership club. Here's a card.
There's also a change of clothes in there. It actually, the clothes are very odd. One of them is like a jumpsuit for, like a mechanic. And,
I don't understand why you would ever want one of those.
One of them is a suit, like a street cleaner or a garbage man would wear. It's in actually a sealed, plastic bag because it looks like it is including funk, dirt, and grime on it.
How did you was this guy better disguise at you or not? What do you think, Marlo?
yes, he obviously was better than me.
Yes, exactly. Everyone's better than you, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm quite ashamed by how poorly I do with it, pretty much everything.
Except for knifing apes in the eye.
No, and I'm going to go with your alertness rolls, where you will easily find the seam in the bottom of the luggage, which holds several different passports of the guy's photograph, but from many different nations.
Same name?
Yeah, they're all the same name.
John Hancock, Johan Hancocky.
Nope, actually, the name on them is Simon Angelo.
We checked the flight log for one Simon Angelo and one John Hancock.
There's no John Hancock, but yes, a Simon Angelo came on same flight that Allard was on from Stormhaven Island.
Before that?
No, they won't have them here.
Not without contacting Stormhaven, at best.
Let us go ahead and start that process, so whenever they can get back to us, we can see if we can figure it out.
Yeah, you would have to go through Allard, you have no other official channel.
If only we knew Allard well enough to just go ring him up and say, hey, can you look this up for us?
Yep.
Wait a minute, we do!
Or Ward. if only I had saved Ward's life once upon a time.
Ah, well, these things happen.
Yep. All right.
So you guys have basically phoned each other to tell you what's going on with your different routes of investigation. Have you guys called Hundegaard and Thane?
I thought they had quantum radios.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure that you guys have passed on information.
Thane doesn't. I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do you want to look at that address, or is it worth the effort?
He's probably got his bags there.
Oh, his other bag.
Yeah.
It looks like he was trying to make an appointment, which is why he's checking his watch, I'm assuming.
Just to clarify there, our two groups have just got in contact with each other and you'll fill me in on your information and I filled you in on my information, correct?
Yep, sure.
Okay, time to go check my Stormhaven notes because I was doing archaeological surveys on Stormhaven.
Yeah, right. There's nothing in your notes. The people that used the island beforehand were basically just different pirates and no
symbols on the manor, the old Night Watch manor.
No. The only odd symbols there are the ones on the odd shaped stone altar.
The faux runes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. My next course of action is actually to contact the bishop residence, but. Your wife, I believe, is a former British Secret Service. She may have some information on secret societies and their activities.
She's former?
Oh, I wasn't aware that she was still active. She hasn't moved from Metapole in a while.
Who says she can't be active? Did Lynn and
Malta never go back?
Yeah. I mean, who says she did? I don't know if you've noticed, but Metapole's kind of important.
Oh,
I haven't seen her do anything suspicious.
Yeah.
Jim me home.
Honey, is there anything I shouldn't be reporting back?
Good lord. Bert, please never do that voice again.
There is somewhere closer to the human fly. The fly. I actually will call the visit residence and inquire with her whether or not she's had any run-ins or information or knows someone who may keep track of secret societies.
Actually she may. And she will get back to you on that.
Hooray.
Can you have a chip for it?
Yes, you can.
Yay! I'm actually for the first time in positive chips. I've never before been so far above my refresh number. By that, I mean I'm two above my... Once I'm two above my refresh, that's a record for me.
Well, that was a good idea, so you deserve a chip.
Not entirely useless.
Address. His place.
Okay, so do you everybody meet together then?
Okay.
Hopefully. Yep. Okay. Good enough. It's a very cheap, ran down, tenement building in, District 4. It's kind of a bad neighborhood, actually. Yeah. You go to the front desk. There's a big fat guy with a greasy white shirt on. He's got a fly swatter. And just as you walk in, whap! This huge horsefly just smears on the top of his desk as he pulls the fly swatter off really slowly to make sure he spreads the goo all over the top.
Haven't I seen you in corny movies before?
What do you want? Got no vacancies. Unless you're written by the hour.
I just flashed Guild Investigator and asked Gavin for the picture. Which room is this guy in?
He looks at your badge, looks up you, a little bit of disgust.
The light flashes perfectly off my shiny teeth.
Yeah.
He tosses you a set of keys. Room 3. Ground floor.
What's his name? What's he written under as?
You showed him the picture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John something or other. Hold on. He takes a book, registry book, starts pouring through it. Checked in yesterday sometime. Here it is. John H. Paid in cash. Paid for the week.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Hey, now, don't be making a mess in there. He didn't leave a security deposit.
You rented a room without someone leaving a security deposit?
I paid a week in advance. Didn't figure he was the kind that's going to mess the place up. You guys, however. I read the papers.
We'll make sure not to destroy the room too much.
I will question...
As we leave, I'll borrow Bishop's phone and say, yeah, this address here. Keep an eye on the place. If we don't come back out in 5 minutes, send them in.
You do this loudly, I take it.
Yeah. The phone isn't ringing anyone or anything.
I question the landlord about the man's demeanor, any actions he may have made, any phone calls, etc., etc.
Yeah, it came in with a nice redhead looker. One of them, rental jobs, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I get a lot of those around here. They don't usually pay for a week, though. I don't mean the lady was paid for a week. I mean the room. You know what I mean.
Yes.
The lady was paid for a week.
Don't suppose you caught any conversation they may have made?
No, but I sure heard a lot of bumping going on over there. I think he got his money's worth.
Right. Well, just for thoroughness, could I get a description of the lady?
Oh, yeah. He makes the curvy look thing in the air with his hands.
For my records here, as I have a pad out.
One of them high-class numbers, too. They're usually bringing places like this.
Did he do anything else? Again, no phone calls, nothing like that, no meetings, no...
There's some bastard came by, I don't know, kind of late in the evening. Wanted to talk to the guy, and I don't remember a lot about him.
Really? What hour was this?
Around 6, he consults his book, his registry.
I assume that's before the party boot?
Yeah, that was like a couple hours before the party. Party is around 8, and that's the fashionable hour.
So, what about his party?
again, no overheard conversations or anything, you know, a little loud, perhaps?
There was some shouting, but, you know, I got a couple, got some, I got a few drunkards that live down in that corridor, too. It could easily have been them. I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, hold still! And the fly swatter descends on your shoulder. Splat! There's a big, juicy smack. And he slowly brings the fly paddle down. I got the little bastard. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, let me get that for you.
It's all right.
He spits on a handkerchief and approaches. Let me get that off you.
Funny, I don't suppose you remember a gold ring, perhaps?
Gold ring?
On either or perhaps either the lady. I've got a basic description of it, not going into too much detail, but saying, you know, it might have had this and this on it, or it might have had a marking on it, might look like a fish.
I see no ring. That guy that came to visit him, though, he had gloves on. Now, that was a little unusual.
Hmm. I don't know. I'm sure you...
there's another one! Not on you this time. He gets it right on the desk.
Right. Anyone else got any questions for him? Yeah, you guys go and do something important while I continue to entertain this gentleman.
We go to the room 3.
Alright. Go to room 3. You didn't bother to get a key from the front desk, but it doesn't look like you need...
He gave us a key.
That's right. Okay, 3
You said
key.
That he gave us a key.
Didn't need it, however, as the door is slightly ajar.
Wait, it's...
It is slightly opened. It has not became ajar, Mr. Bishop.
Is there windows looking in? Does the apartment have windows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually ground floor. Yeah, there's going to be a window in there.
Okay, carefully, just initially, just have a look through and listen and just see if there's any sign of anyone still in there. All
right, first thing you notice is that a lot of those big fat horse flies that were in near the front where the guy was smacking them around, there's a lot in this room. Like, you can hear them buzzing around. Some of them come out through the edge of the door.
Corpse, possibly.
So depressing.
Another corpse.
Do we smell corpse?
Not yet.
Okay, then, with the toe of my boot, push the door open.
Okay. Push the door open. Something happened here. Table's been flipped over. The bed is, been moved from its position. There's some, plates, that have been broken across the floor. And there's a trail of blood going to the rear of the apartment.
Draw my weapon.
Fresh, old. I doubt it's still wet. It's probably dried and stuff by now.
Yeah, it's old. It's old blood. Yeah. At least a day old.
Yeah, far too late.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the flies are pretty miserable in here, by the way. It's just, they're just swarming all over the place.
I cover my mouth, etc. Make some type of, something to help, because I know there's going to be a smell soon.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to go look out the back? Or someone go look out the back to see if the trail of blood comes out the back somewhere?
Yeah, there. Trail of blood actually pretty much leads to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Open the door, and indeed, there is a body. Legs are hanging up over the tub. It's got a trench coat on. The torso and head are, in the tub. And someone has poured some very caustic cleaning fluid all over the guy's face, and it's mostly burned away. It's just like a bubbling goo.
Gloves on his hands?
Yes, he has gloves on one of his hands. The other one, the glove has been, it looks like it's been torn off. Bits of it are still, attached to his fingers.
Does it look like, a ring was worn? Like, is there indication, tanning?
Yeah, you can see the tan, or the lack of a tan line where the rest of his hand is quite tanned. He also has the same complexion as the guy that you found. Unfortunately, his facial features just can completely not be made out. They've been basically, acid washed away.
Well, let's do a quick search of the body.
It smells pretty horrible.
Why don't you see how old the body is?
Yeah, it's simple enough to tell. I mean, the body was, guy probably died sometime, you figure the timing is about right with what the guy at the front told you, this guy coming to visit him. He has a gun in his, pocket that's still there.
Is it an actual gun or a revolver?
It is a revolver.
Maker's Mark?
Yeah, it's got a Maker's Mark stamped on it.
Yeah.
which means it's probably not an illegal gun. Do they have serial numbers?
No serial numbers.
Okay. All right. And
no other form of IDs on him. He died because he had a very sharp object thrust into his heart from the front, bled quite a bit all over his shirt.
And the only thing he has on him is the gun?
Yes. No other form of ID, nothing really else on him.
Search the rest of the apartment?
Yeah, sure. See what's there.
a trash can, fouled with many used condoms, some toiletries, you know, hairbrush, toothpaste, that sort of thing, that is not provided by this hotel. Actually, the brand names on those are not the brand names, but the makers on those are pretty high class, like the shampoo, the hair gels and all that are quite high dollar items. About this time, you get a phone call, and I guess, it's gonna be you, Bishop. Your phone rings.
Yeah. I'm the only one with the mobile phone. Yeah, I answer it. Bishop.
Hey, honey. What if your friends called earlier? Wanted to know some information?
Yeah, what is it?
My guys and, there's, some of my friends that are still working, over with the Bureau. You know, those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, says it's Italian Secret Service, honey.
Italian Secret Service. Okay, thanks, honey.
Okay, why did some of us not know that?
Yeah.
Why are they bugging me?
Because you're the head of the Cheka.
I should show you your wife's sheet sometime. She's got connections.
No, you really shouldn't show them that.
She makes your contact skill look pathetic.
I'm legendary contacts, but I'm high society and medical.
Yep.
Oh, well.
And scientist now.
I shake my head at my own pathetic ignorance of this, and,
I get on the quantum radio to tell the other.
Don't, he's at the front desk with the guy, don't just tell him.
Oh yeah, he is at the front desk. sorry, I forget sometimes.
I wonder why he stabbed his own guy.
Yeah. I don't think he was I think he wasn't Secret Service because he took the ring of the Secret Service guy. This guy is probably the real Secret Service guy. Looking to the, I asked the guy with eidetic memory, do you remember if the guy who died had 10 lines on his hand, indicating he wore a ring?
Fair question.
Yep. And yes, your particularly photographic flashback tells you indeed that no, he didn't wear a ring habitually.
Hmm.
Although a Secret Service member probably
take a chip for that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Given what we found in the briefcase, that wouldn't necessarily be shocking because he just has a ring to slip on. It's a useful thing to have as a disguise sometimes.
Yeah.
A big question is, would the ring fit properly? Is the ring the right size to fit properly?
Yeah, that's an appropriate question. And would the hand fit?
Yeah, the ring was sized more for this guy that's in the tub. He's a beefier guy. If you remember, I said he was a size 12 men's ring. That's a pretty beefy sized ring. The guy that we found dead was a much slender guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Bishop.
So the Simon Angelo was some Italian operative, and then the Italian Secret Service tracked him down, and that's why Angelo killed him. That's pretty... That, as a narrative, at least makes some degree of sense, but not that's what actually happened. Who knows?
Well, wait, but is it... Okay, so Simon Angelo is our killer, not this guy.
No, Simon Angelo is the thief.
Yeah, Simon Angelo is our killer, so...
Yeah.
So why did... The question is, where did he go?
The Italian Secret Service may have just found out that he came into the country and was staying at this hotel, and they went to see him what the hell's going on. And I'm not saying it was a prearranged appointment.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, yeah, it makes sense that Angelo was... Huh. Well, we could go ask Allard if we can jog his memory about the guy that he saw on the plane. See if that
Angelo
might
was probably just passing through, so...
Yeah, but
the question
I mean,
is, who the hell hired Angelo to bloody well bother bugging?
Well, the redhead might be important. I mean, it might be he was traveling. You know, we do have the redhead or a basic description of the redhead. We could run that by Allard and see if the Angelo was near a redhead, so we can see maybe there might be something there. Mm.
What about...
I will also point out, because it may not be readily apparent, but there is an Italian embassy here as well.
Yeah, we could go ask them. I mean, one of their guys is here, dead.
Have the Italians signed up to the, lack of a better word, Interpol Charter?
The Italians? No, not yet.
Well, this case might convince them to. That'd be useful. Let's go see them.
We don't have any connections with the frickin'... Listen, I don't have any connections with the Italian embassy. I don't know. Do you have connections with the Italian embassy?
Allard does.
The Italian embassy?
Yeah, we have Allard.
Okay. I'm just thinking, why would they talk to us? That's all.
Because we're in the good books as well, if you recall, because we unveiled some of the nefarious dealings going on around Stormhaven. So.
We unveil so many things, I lose track.
Yeah, it is hard to keep track of.
Yeah, and it's hard to keep track how many of them lead back to Marlow.
None of them. Ever.
No. If they did, he wouldn't be doing his job properly. I mean.
Exactly. I think Marlow's actually the villain of all of this. He's actually behind everything.
You only just realize this?
Don't. What the hell are you talking about? Marlow's a good guy. All right, so let's go talk to Allard, see if we can't get something out of him. So these guys, King Emmanuel the Second or the First Kingdom of Italy? Who runs that? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Let's go see Allard and see what he has to say.
Sure. Allard is actually taking up. He's in one of the nicer hotels in District 1. While he's here, he's intending to fly back out this afternoon. But you're able to catch him easily enough, and he did leave information as to where to find him. He invites you up to his penthouse suite, which he has rented out for the day. And so there is some movement on this character that we found last night.
Indeed.
What do you need from me?
Do you remember if the gentleman was traveling with we found out where your connection with him. He apparently was traveling on the same flight you were.
Yes! You're right! Yes! That's where I knew him. We had a conversation. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, but Marcus, good connection. Good catch there. That was good.
Okay. Better?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't notice when Bishop does stuff that's good, so what did he do now?
Oh, no. It was a good catch. The ring. The ring thing was an excellent catch.
He snaps his fingers, says, yes, yes, he was on the flight, and we had an interesting conversation. Mostly about politics. He was just stopping over in Metapol. He was catching a flight back to Italy. He had a lot of questions about, there's some things going on in the news in Metapol lately, lots of arrests. He had a lot of questions, about that, after I had told him that I knew some guild investigators, and that I'm sure that these arrests were all above board, and it wasn't just some new Gestapo regime.
As a side note, I do keep Allard pretty well informed. I have been keeping track with touch with him.
Might hear rumors that we're a bunch of jackbooted thugs, but let me assure you, Mr. Allard,
we are not the Gestapo yet.
Yes. Oh. He said, yeah. And, he seemed very inquisitive. He said he was only staying over for the night, catching a flight the next morning. Very well-spoken man.
Was he traveling with a companion, a redhead?
Oh, no. No women on the plane.
Actually, I'm surprised that just from the general description, Marcus didn't go, oh, yes, I know who that is.
Well, does Bishop know who that is?
No. Does Bishop know who that is?
I don't think Bishop ever,
he doesn't need to pay
for the ladies, so.
Yeah, Bishop. Oh,
okay, George might know who that is then. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, let's say George. Yeah, I never paid.
My God.
I didn't have the money to pay. I had to lose sales.
Back in those days.
That is the worst. That is the worst answer. I didn't pay because I was broke. God. All right. So,
So he tells you that, the guy had a very, very thick, accent.
Oh, he had a thick accent when he was talking to you?
Oh, yes. He said that, he was, native to, Town in Italy. Maybe he was Sicilian. It's been so long since I've been back there. I couldn't recognize exactly, but yes, he said he was recently back. From Naples.
Well, could you introduce us to a member of the staff of the embassy? We have some disturbing news for them. Apparently, one of your agents in Metapol has been killed.
Oh. Ooh. I believe Fozzie is still, I believe he still works here. A moment. He picks up a phone, gets the normal call service asking to connect, and he has a connection to the Italian embassy, and after a while says, "Ah, Fozzie! It's Allard! It's been years!" And they reminisce for a bit, and eventually he gets around to saying that, I've been informed that, one of your countrymen might have been murdered here in Metapol last night. Shocking. I know. It's such a crime-free place normally. he rolls his eyes at that.
The dripping sarcasm does not escape.
Right. I have some friends here that work for the guilds here. They do investigations. I think they'd like to come by and speak to you. He holds the phone. Yeah, is that what you guys want?
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. I'll let them know. He hangs up and says, you've got an appointment. If you can make it in the next, couple hours before he can see you over his lunch break, he'd be glad to speak to you. And, he wants to know if, the police have gotten involved yet. Any information you can provide? You did kind of just leave the body there.
Yeah, I know. I did that on purpose.
Yeah. I've got nothing to do with it, but to deal with bodies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's theirs. I don't want to steal it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not kosher.
Yep. Anyway, he writes down the guy's name, for you.
Yeah.
He says his nickname is Fozzie.
What should we call him?
Alphonse.
Is he a lord of some sort?
No. He's a functionary. He used to play a very, mean game of tennis. We've engaged them for a while. If you remember, we had some, avid tennis players on the island many times.
Yes, we need to call up your wife, Mr. Bishop, and ask her if she can supply a bit more information. Tennis player.
I don't think it's really.
Okay, am I back?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you're back.
Okay.
As is Joshua, apparently.
Yes, we dropped off for a moment there.
I knew I dropped off because I did the noise, and I...
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yes, let us go to the Italian embassy, unless anyone has another task which they think can be handled at the same time.
Well, I mean... It's likely a high-priced redhead escort. I don't know how many of those are in the city. How about you, Bishop?
Bishop has vanished again.
Bishop says 19.
Well,
and then he lists off their names one by one.
He just gets out his little black book.
Oh, no, yes.
So,
that's an area I can't help in at all. So.
Okay, I'm back.
I'm shocked.
Again.
Bishop, how many high-priced whores are there that are red-headed?
I don't know.
How many of them are willing to be red-headed for a price?
Why don't we just ask George?
Because he doesn't...
Actually, with Tobias actually be the kind of person who would...
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
Okay, can I make a connections roll to see if I can figure this out?
Well, I mean, you don't have to make even a roll to know, where the, what agencies there would be in Metapol that would, cater to that. No, you don't have to roll for that. There are two major ones, but no, you're not going to know a specific woman. We've already established that Bishop never paid.
Yeah.
Right, but you could, I mean, we could, well, let's go talk to Fonz. The Fonz.
Your better way of doing that, to be honest, would be get to talk to someone under Blair's department who probably actually has connections in the
Yeah.
Don't what they call it, the drug and prostitution. They probably have someone on the inside anyway who knows that sort of thing.
Remember, that's not illegal.
And just get them to ask around for it.
Vice, it's not illegal here.
It's not illegal.
I mean, if we talk, we should probably talk to someone in the entertainment.
Entertainment guild.
Yep. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Entertainment guild, there you go. Talk to someone in there and just get them to look it up for us.
It's not like we don't know important people in the entertainers guild.
Well, I was going to say, it's not like we haven't pissed off a large portion of the entertainment guild.
We haven't.
Yes. Yes, we have.
yes, you have.
We've arrested.
I made friends with the Entertainers Guild and the Farmers Guild and the farmer people.
You also caused Sonier to be arrested.
Well, Bishop,
don't have our names associated with that.
Yes.
Bishop, it's your duty then to go and investigate these escorts.
Well, let us all go. Let's go.
I get this look of, oh God, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I imagine my wife learning about this.
Yes, let us go as a team. That way Bishop isn't...
Oh, no, though. It's far more entertaining this way.
No, let's not split.
No, thing is, do we want to do that first, or do we want to go talk to the Italian embassy first?
Let's go talk to the Italian embassy first.
Because there's nothing to stop us just calling up and putting a call through to the entertainment guild to get them to get, even a list of names for us to talk to, ready, so that when we do turn up, we can just efficiently get that happening.
Yeah. Do you want me to make a connections roll?
Not just yet, unless you're making the calls now.
Contacts roll? I'd make the call to start.
Make the calls now.
Sure, make
just
your contacts
roll.
Set
it up for when we finish with the Italians, then.
Hey, oh.
We can do something like that if we need to. Oh, yes. I got a -4?
No, -2. 6.
6, okay. I mean, you just set it up. They'll look into it. Yeah. How much information do you give them?
I give a description.
And time, and who will, and where. Time is probably the best you're going to get. Apparently it turned up with her, so she wasn't... Maybe the place as well, if she may have been picked up from here as well. So tell them that it was for this hotel, if that helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell them everything that...
Yeah, sure. They'll look into it. Meanwhile, you guys head to the embassy?
Yep.
All right. Alphonse is... he actually meets you on the grounds. He's having lunch. He has brought a picnic basket out for everyone. So he starts handing out sandwiches and baguettes and
baguettes.
He's yes, mm-hmm. It's French bread. You think he doesn't need his own food all the time? Come on, this is Metapol. You can get anything here. He's got takeout from Chef D's.
What kind of Italian stereotype are you?
My name, Mr. Alphonse. My name is Raymond Marlowe. These are my companions. Introduce them all. We have found the body of one of your of a man we assume to be one of your agents.
Wouldn't you say agent?
He had a very particular ring.
Do you have this ring?
Shing.
Do we have the ring?
Yes.
Right here. It's in a little plastic baggie.
Yeah, he looks at it, and he looks at the baggie, he says, yes, this is remarkable. The dogs who watch the dogs, eh?
I'm sorry, I don't get the...
I believe you have a term for your own police, internal affairs. It's a special department. They look after other agents.
Custodios.
Ah!
Of the watchman.
Ah, he assumes that you, he rattles off some Italian at you. And
that was Latin.
Never mind, yes.
Latin, I know that. There you go. Oh, wait a minute, I do know Italian.
I do not
know. Yeah, I didn't catch it. But okay, yeah, very good. Oh, yes, very good. Yes, you understand that.
Unfortunately, the man's face was melted off.
Doy.
I can give you his general description and where his body is for your people to...
Please. And he takes out a notebook and takes down the description and the address and such.
If he does look like he's having trouble following the English, I'll switch to Italian to help him write.
Oh, thank you. No, actually, he understands English just fine. His accent's just a little
fake. Yeah.
So would you know, given he is, in fact, a custodius, do you know, do you know his business, who this guy was?
I mean, you have no real description here. You say his face is gone.
We will have to ID him first to tell you anything.
In order to help skip to the chase, we think that some Italian, I don't know if he was with your agency or not, Simon Angelo was over here, and he may have heard about that or had some sort of dealing with him.
You have a picture of this man.
Simon Angelo, yes. Don't know if you call him the angel or anything, which might be a bit too obvious.
He takes the picture.
For shame.
And that's, oh yes, I know this man.
Ah, who is this man?
Yes. Very bad man. Ex-intelligentsia. He's freelance mercenary now. We have many warrants, he's wanted in his country.
Does he have a bounty on his head?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, I'm going to be collecting.
you have him in custody.
Well, no.
No?
Is he wanted dead or alive?
Alive. He has secrets. He has information we need.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, so you have two dead Italian natives.
Well, one might be an Italian native, but he ain't one of yours, so. Hmm.
How does this revolve? What happened? Tell me the story. Well, this is a good sandwich. Yeah. This Chef D's, the meat is so much flavor.
It's the long pig.
Oh, it's pork. Oh, they did not say.
It's definitely pig of some sort.
It makes you hungry for more of it.
I know, and it gives you horrific nightmares every time you eat it.
No, that's the sauce. Just don't have the sauce.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, the sauce. Anyways, yes, the...
We know too much.
Yeah, Lord. Just quick question. Are there small Asian men with sharp teeth running around?
There are no chochos running around Metapole, no.
Damn!
Not yet. Ooh, nags. Nags will get them.
I was just gonna go to Chef D's and burn the place down and lock everyone inside. I have a hate all for those chochos. God, I hate them so much.
You've got them in your game, mate.
I know. That's why they exist, so you can punt them across the room and not feel bad about it.
Anyway, so,
I was just gonna burst him with a shotgun and destroy the restaurant, but oh well.
So, anyways, we're not quite sure about that, so we don't want to go telling stories.
Oh, well,
it was hard to do a job over here. We have no idea who came.
He slipped and fell. And landed wrong and, died.
Oh, I see. That is uncommonly bad luck. He was, quite a second story man. Very good at climbing. Oh, very bad luck. He had many secrets.
The dice were not kind.
Wait.
Epic failure!
he was a second story. That would not have slipped up. Would that have slipped up a second story man?
Yeah, see, that's what you were noticing. Since you didn't climb up the pipe, most of the pipe was bone dry, except for this one slick piece.
Yeah.
It happens to the best, but damn.
See, there's a reason why you didn't climb up the pipe.
Yeah, I know, because I thought...
Didn't want to disturb the evidence.
Yeah, I thought he slipped and fell, so I didn't want to... That's unfortunate. Oh, well, I guess he just skipped the placement when he was putting his hand up.
Hmm.
Well, was he known for working for the Germans?
He worked for the highest bidder.
Which is the Germans.
He sold information back to us, to be fair. He didn't sell enough back to us. We wanted more.
Well, it's never enough.
No, intelligence. This is the wave of the future.
And the past. And the present. Okay.
And the future past. And the future present.
So tell me, so he was breaking and entering. What place? So what information was he harvesting?
The current head of the Cheka.
Oh.
I mean, the ex-head of the Cheka.
Oh, he died too?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to speak of
Oh, well, I can see why. Yes, they are quite the news. Your group, going in guns blazing, kicking in doors and all, making newspapers all over the place.
Newspapers all over the place. Yeah.
People would pay for such information from the leader of this group, I think, yes. Did he make his way out with such information? We can alert you, of course, if this information is being tried to be sell back to us.
Please do. I don't think he did.
No, the information of where the head was located was quite either rapidly disseminated or rapidly retained or something.
Yeah, that is an odd thing that he would show up that quick.
Yeah, it really is.
No, it seems to be his... what you'll call a modus operandi. He's paid up front to perform these information gatherings.
Yeah, I mean, you could, but all you would have to do is bribe a couple real estate guys. I guess it wouldn't be too...
Just to make sure, it wasn't like he was off on his own initiative at times and just did something and then said, who wants this information? He would actually have been working for someone.
Oh, no, he's always pay first before he works.
Okay.
So very professional, very professional.
There is someone at the top to check for. Right?
Well, we could see if the guy's bank account, and see if he was transferring, got a large transfer.
For
money.
That, I think we might have to ask our friend Alfonso here to look into his personal records back in Italy.
Could do that. Well,
I don't think he has an account here. That's what you're asking.
Well, he did withdraw a large sum of money, didn't he?
He had a large sum of money on him. He came here with a large sum of money.
He did come here with asking God.
You don't know that. I mean, he could have.
Okay.
He seemed to, because he tipped every...
Fresh handing out 50s as if they were a water sign. No, he didn't turn up with a fair bit of money.
Right.
He turned up with enough to say hand over and get cash at a motel. I don't know that.
Yeah, I mean...
He paid a stack of cash to rent out a car for a week.
Which was right
off
there.
The plane. So.
And there's not a bank at the airport yet.
Is there?
No.
Okay. All right, well, let's... Alfonso, do you... Well, you probably wouldn't know his bank. Damn.
Pulls out a bottle of liquor and brings out some shot glasses.
But there was no luggage when we went by the room, was there?
Nope.
And there was no luggage
in the car.
So...
Yeah. She has.
The redhead, maybe.
Yep. So, let's... Entertainment Guild time!
Well, is there anything else you want to say to Alfonso while we're here?
You mean Ozzy?
Alfonso. We'd really like you to put in a good word for us so we can...
Yeah. I make connections with him. Make names. Ask if... Make friends with him. See if we could, get him into my weekly card game. Or one of my weekly card games. I probably have two of them.
Oh, we're not yet allowed to associate outside the consulate. But I understand if these papers are agreed upon and we allow you into our country for investigations, that we'd be much on more friendly terms. Yes, I would like. Salute!
Yeah. Salute!
Salute.
I do.
Luckily for me, I know Italian. Yay!
Yep.
If anything turns up with there's a chap in the hotel room that's related to Simon Angelo, they think we sort us to know, they let us know.
Oh, yes. He pulls out his business card and writes down an extension on it. This is my private line.
Okay, cool. Pass it to Bishop after glancing at the number.
All right. Fair enough. I'm going to save it. Then once you finish with your meeting then, enjoying some... What is the big liqueur? Is it... Ouzo isn't Italian, is it?
I think Ouzo is actually a Greek one. Yes. No, I know that in... a Sicilian one is Mirto, or a very popular one in many hot countries.
It'll be some kind of Esti, I suspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep,
Oh, Esti's more of a wine.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. That's a very good bottle that he shares with you before you go. You get a phone call from entertainment. Actually, Marcus, you get a call back from a certain lady that owes you a favor.
Is that what they call it these days?
And he's told, well, we asked around, and yes, one of our services had a lady, matches up this time frame. More importantly, she hasn't shown back up to work. She was scheduled this evening.
Oh, dear.
Sandra Parker, she's has not shown up.
Oh,
she's giving you address, etc.
We're going to go find another body.
Away!
Maybe he handed her the valise with a stack of cash and she decided to go make a life for herself elsewhere.
Oh, it's possible. Oh, while we're doing this, should we call a bank checking about the money?
I mean, I don't think he will have an account under
any name that we can find out quickly enough.
Yeah,
Did you have some guy from Italy turn up and open an account with you guys and take out a truckload of money for some reason?
British pound, these serial numbers.
Yeah, you can try to call every bank and find that out.
I ask Blair to get some cops on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah, but the banks don't have to release that information to the police. Remember, banks are pretty much extraterritorial at this time because
they're guildies.
Yep. Anyway, so do you go to her residence?
Yeah. Eek.
All right. Just makes this shorter. Basically, what happens is you get there and she is, you know, basically packed, and she's got a large moving service, a couple of burly guys that are moving all of her furniture out, and she's got this beautiful, looks like a brand new dress on, and recently had her hair done. So as you guys are moving up, yes, she's directing people where to move all of her her luggage.
Miss Sandy.
Yeah, she looks up, kind of like the, you know, deer in the headlights expression. Who are you?
Oh, gentlemen, no more moving.
Who says? And one of the guys nudge him. And then this is when you notice these are some of White's boys. Like, oh, yeah, Mr. Marlowe!
you do.
And they, basically what they were, about to move into the van, they just kind of lay down, they sit on it, they break out a cigarette and just kind of watch. this is great. When these guys work, I'm telling you, it's like magic, man. Things explode, people die. It's the best. I'm telling you, man, just watch. It's awesome.
Is this having an effect on her?
Yeah, she's like, she's staring at you guys, and she's like kind of backing off. It's like, who are you guys?
I flash my badge. Guild investigators.
No! Hang on.
Don't kill me!
Oh, wait, one moment.
Can someone please re-add Joshua?
Oh, okay.
All right.
We thought he could probably get himself back in, or he just fell off permanently or something else.
Oh, no, that's the thing. I've tried rejoining this call several times. I mean, like, after the blue screen, and I couldn't get in until you called me, so...
Yeah, it's
sometimes it's you funky. Can, sometimes you can't.
All right, yeah, I just sent him, it's still trying to connect. There he is. Right, yeah. Anyway, she's breaking down, crying. Don't kill me!
It's all right. We're not. We just need to ask you some questions and talk. I'm going to try and make
some of us aren't murderers.
What on earth have you done since I've been away?
He's not a murderer.
All right.
Make a report roll because I am the great bishop.
Yeah, give me a report roll. You're going to be a negatives because she's scared to death by what the white boys are doing.
What is it with you people that you always end up with someone pleading for their life?
Well, what's your total, Marcus?
6.
Oh, yeah.
Because okay. I have questions.
All right. It's the calming, mellifluous tones of Mr. Bishop. Just... okay.
Okay. Now...
You came for the suitcase, right? Yeah. That's what you want? And if I just give it to you, I mean, I've spent some of it, but I mean, you can just let me go if I give it to you, right? I mean,
can you tell us about the man you were with that you got that suitcase from?
What do you want to know?
Details.
Yeah, it's kind of kinky. Then this guy came in and he started yelling and then he pointed a gun and I grabbed my clothes and I left and well, you know, he hadn't paid me yet. So, you know, and I knew there was some cash in the suitcase. So on the way out, you know, I grabbed the suitcase because, you know, he hadn't paid me yet. I figured there was at least enough in there to cover that. And the guy came in and he had a gun and they started yelling and I just ran.
Okay. Can you give us a description of the man who had the gun?
Well,
He's a big guy.
Take your time.
He had this big coat on. He had a scar over his left eye. He had this really ugly mole on his nose. I don't know. He really rough voice. He seemed to be really mad at the other guy. He didn't pay me, right? I told you. I mean, you know.
I understand. Go through the case to see if.
Remember anything of what they said that may have sounded strange?
It was all gibberish. They were just talking this really, you know, weird language. I say
something in Italian. Does it sound? And then say in English. And then say in English. Did it sound something like that?
He shrugs your shoulders. It's all Greek to me.
Okay. How calm is she at the moment?
Starting to hyperventilate a little bit, but she's trying to be calm. And Bishop's manner apparently is helping with that.
I want you to be calm. Just focus on my voice. Take a breath. Calm. Calm.
Trying to hypnotize her.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to find out what was said. I'm going to get a bit of recall of what they look like and what they said. goes off the seat. Wow, that sucks. That's a one at the moment.
Yeah, well, one's a success. She does kind of go into a trance, although it's very shaky. She could fall out at any minute just because she's already excitable. The unfortunate part is that, of course, they were speaking in Italian, which she doesn't know, and she doesn't have perfect recall, so she can't tell you what they were saying. But she does recall more perfectly what happened. The guy basically kicks in the door, waving a gun. Started shouting at the guy, and noticed that there was a woman in there not dressed, and he actually averted his eye, when she, like, you know, grabbed something and threw it on herself as she ran for the door. During that time, the guy that she was with, had a knife, proceeded to stabbity as she ran. Yep. And she does recall the face more fully, other than the mole and the scar over the left eyebrow. His eyebrow actually had segmented where he has an old scar that goes right through the middle of the eyebrow. So, you know, the hair doesn't grow back there. So you get a good description of the face.
Yeah. She can't recall any of the main phonetically what they said, what they sounded like.
It's just so much gibberish to her.
Okay. Pretty. Would better hypnosis make that easier to recall, or is it just something you don't want to?
Better role. She would have been recall. She'd be able to recall some words that if someone spoke Italian, you could make out some. So
I don't really have a lot of aspects towards this. I'll throw in a simple knuckle down and get the job done.
Yeah, that would do it.
Just knuckle down and get the job done.
Doink. That's a plus two, so it's now a three.
Yep, three. Sure, she can recall, she recalls some of the words imperfectly that she heard. How many people speak Italian?
I do.
Me, Bishop.
All right, good enough. All right, so the gist of it, from what you're able to,
if we're not going to spend another chip to make it better.
No, it won't make it any better at this point. She's actually able to recall some of the words at this point. And it's close enough that those of you that can speak Italian conversation,
we expect the context too. So
yeah. Yeah, it was along
the sort of words that should be coming up.
Right. So yeah, it's along the lines of, he was trying to, arrest him. As you, have heard, he's wanted alive. By the Italian government, and then he started questioning him. What are you pulling here? What are you doing here? apparently at that time he noticed the girl was there, and apparently he's more of a gentleman than the other guy as he tried to avert his eyes from her nudity, and that's when the other guy basically jumped on him.
Then why couldn't you have asked who were you working for and got an answer? I do have a plan about that. I don't know if it's really something that we really want to bother with, but yeah.
I mean, if you've got a plan.
Yeah. We'll wait till we're finished with her for the moment. Have we finished with her?
That's all she can remember.
Yeah.
Yep. Looks like, she's, you know, there's, the suitcase isn't like entirely full of money. There's just like, there's some stacks of bills in there. So you don't know how much was in there originally, so you have no idea what she spent.
Yeah. Well, let's pop. Let's see if there's a secret place, secret compartment.
Yep, you go over the luggage. No, this looks like this was just carrying the personal items that he had on him. And stacks of money, fresh money, all sequentially numbered.
Well, let's go talk to whoever is head of banking.
Are we letting her take the money? Or are we taking all the money and she doesn't go anywhere? Or?
Well, she can go wherever she wants. I don't give a damn.
But does she take the money?
Well, we're taking the money.
Okay. I feel really bad about this. I say, you didn't get this money from me. You got it from the guy, and I hand her some money.
How much?
Wow.
What I think she probably would have gotten.
You're thinking she's, yeah, you're thinking this. Okay, yes. You do the smooth bishop move.
You didn't get it from
me,
you got it from the guy. If my wife hears about this, I'm an investigator.
I look at him.
At that.
It turns out his wife has bugged all his suits.
Yes, yes. She looks up at you sweetly and says, yes, of course, Mr. Bishop.
Oh, God.
Everyone knows who you was. I don't know what you're shocked about.
No, it's just more of, oh, God, the way she said that, I am so screwed.
Well, yes. Yes, you are.
Can they finish loading my stuff?
Meh.
The guys are sitting there like, oh, come on, this is BS. You said somebody would die. Usually they do. What can I say? I guess you can't always have good days, huh, guys? Ah, you know what I'm talking about.
God, I love these guys
I look at the other PCs and I say, what on earth do you do when I am writing books?
I love these guys so much. So much.
Shrug.
Hey, say hi to Eddie from us sometime.
Yeah, I'll tell him hi, Jimmy. Say hi to Mr. White. I don't know why he wasn't invited, but good thing he wasn't.
No problem, man. Next time, maybe we'll get to see some gunplay, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Some blood, maybe.
We'll see. In the eye!
God, these guys so much.
They go back to loading up the truck.
Considering just dragging one around with me everywhere I go. All right.
Well, if you want to spend a chip on a stunt companion.
I know. That's. I might buy Eddie as a stunt.
Up to you.
I know.
How you doing?
God, I love that guy so much. All right. To the bank! I'm sorry.
On the way, I'll tell you what a very, very, very bad plan is. And you can ridicule it for the horrendousness that it is. We put the word out on the underground, such side of things, that we want to, we're looking at, Angelo's come to us to offer us to do a job for us. We want someone to do a job and Angelo's on offer. We want to get basically, I can't remember the right word, not a review, recommendation.
A resume, sort of that type of thing.
Good words from other people and try and get someone who's had recent dealings with them. Mm-hmm. No, it's not references, it's, Basically, just sort of get some sort of good words from other people who have done jobs to him or something and just try and find out who's hired him most recently.
Who's got underworld contacts sort of thing?
This might again be a job for your wife then, Mr. Bishop.
Underground contacts? Local?
No, not local. I mean, you're basically looking at the international community. Spy agencies or underworld.
No. This might be, yes. I used to call her up. The Italians? He probably sold secrets to the British as well.
But that's my idea. We just try and find someone who's hired him. We just try and find out, get saying, oh, we look to hire this guy. You hired him? Yeah. Yes, I hired him to go bug this place. Oh, that's who it is. All right.
I don't know.
I said it was not a good plan. Okay.
I don't think they actually do that in the secret spy world.
Well, no. Well, you have to do some ways because, okay, you put the word out. Some say, what about this guy? Is this guy any good? Yeah, he does good work for me. I've heard him work for me. Oh, yeah, okay.
If nothing else, we can actually get any information they've gathered on him. So.
And don't you want to know who's got the hatred on for the checker that they're trying to bug the head of the checker's house?
Everyone?
It does no harm to ask. So.
No, I mean, it doesn't. I
does
just,
do
I,
lots of harm to ask if they're going to draw attention to you.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, stuff that you guys would know is, like, one, you have been in the news a lot lately, especially this month with all the house cleaning that's been going on. Two, there are still several countries that are trying to decide whether or not they're going to allow the international investigation to, you know, be able to take place in their countries. So there are any number of countries that could be interested. One, just to know if you guys are efficient or not. You know?
Yeah, but why the Chica? The Chica aren't the Gould. The Gould have been bashing in place of not Chica.
Mm-hmm. Well, the... He might...
Actually, I thought they weren't they now? I thought they had become
partners.
They're
not the same thing.
Nope.
The Chica are
not the same thing.
The Chica
is... Yes, but the Chica are now also allowed... Well, the Chica have been sent out around the world, or at least that's been said before now.
Yeah, but just to protect guild members, the Chica don't do investigations.
Officially.
So the Chica would not be part of Interpol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I'm not... The thing is, I'm not really seeing how we're going to find out, even if we go to the bank or whatever, I'm not going to see how we're going to find out who's hired this chap, because I just don't... But I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening really either. I think that the nature of... I think the nature of the business is that he will have a... You know, wire transfer from some dead thing or et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, I mean, we can rob this guy blind or the dead guy blind.
We'll set it up such that we get it going, looking into it, attempting to get what we can. And
we've got to have the connections to make it. I'm not sure who of us actually has the connections to do that.
Well, the guild, I mean, they are a guild membership. So the leader of the guild's right there.
Okay, which thing are we looking up? Because I've just lost track as to which what we're talking about. Which what
money.
Is it? Yes, follow. Okay, right. Okay, right. The money. That's the other one. Okay, fine. Money thing.
I've been paying attention in and out. We did make sure to give a description of the guy who died, the agents to the Italian consulate, right?
No,
did we?
No.
Okay, let's actually make sure we give a description so they know who died.
Oh,
okay. Well, we're going to find the body, so I reckon they probably work out who it is when they get the body, let alone us.
Not without a face or hand.
Fingerprints. Right? He still had one hand.
And they know, look, it's Big Tony, because he's the only guy we've got that's that big.
Well,
you know?
It makes us look good if we give them the description, some information.
If you want to call them while we go to the bank, go ahead and call them.
I'll call them and tell them I have a description, yada, yada.
Yeah, good enough. There. You get that passed along.
Yeah. So, let's see where we can find out where these damn bills came from.
Yep, I'll make that easy for you. Once you go to any bank, the fact that they're sequentially numbered is fairly easy for them to track down. They were issued from a bank in Zurich.
Oh, son of a... Do they want to talk to us?
Of course not. It's Switzerland.
The Switzerland's
fine.
Yeah,
they like the Germans.
No. The Swiss remain as neutral as possible, which means we don't want anyone else in.
yeah. This is World War I, not World War II. World War II, they were heavy German, even if
Well, no, this is a bit of everything, really, so
yep.
It's whatever Bert says.
Yeah, because the Swiss really pro-German, even though they were, and putting this in quotations, neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean... Admittedly, the Germans were right next door with a very large army. So,
yep. But I mean, the cash is legal. It's not. It's not copied. It's not.
Forgery.
Yeah, they're not forgeries. They can tell you exactly.
I wonder how hard it would be to get access to this guy's bank account, given he's kind of dead now. I wonder if I could impersonate him.
I believe that's a. I don't know. Wait, that isn't a. Is that a crime?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Absolutely a crime.
Would that be a crime in which country, though?
All countries.
All of them, yes, because you have an international banking system.
Okay, so it's an international law. It's actually an international law, pretty much? Mm. Okay.
I mean, the money's just going to sit there and accrue interest, and they're going to use it for their nefarious purposes. I figure I might as well rob them.
Give it to the Cheka or some charity.
Yes, the Cheka or a charity.
No, they're not.
Give it to Metapol's highest, Metapol's, you know, high society, call girls. It's, yeah, as a fund. Yeah.
We'll give it to, hey, we'll create a new fund and we'll transfer it over to the George fund, the George Women's Fund. So that he has a separate fund for all the women he gets.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's, so the money trail basically it ends at Zurich. There's not a lot you can do to get, information from, out of Zurich, so.
Alright, well, that, such is life. I'm going to talk, I try to make my noon appointment.
What's your noon appointment?
I have a noon appointment with the dentist.
For the noona?
Yes.
I make sure to buy the wife something nice.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to tell his wife that he bought a hooker.
So anyway, I guess I'm going to end it there. This is mostly just to get the point across that you have a more high profile now and people are taking interest, in you as a group. I do want to know, what you're going to decide about, the Cairo, Egypt trip.
I thought we were going this week.
Yeah. I thought we were taking the plane. I thought we were taking the as yet unnamed Zeppelin.
I think we were going with, Hindenburg.
No, we weren't.
No, we were never going to go with that. That's as bad as
I forgot. Yeah, I was thinking of all the different things that involved fire that I was like, no, we are never going to use this. I don't want Phoenix. I don't want Icarus for sure.
Yeah. Well, I figure we show, let Sharon show up next time, vote on it, and make it.
Yep. Mostly I just wanted to make sure that everyone was on board going to Cairo.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Well. Yeah. Yeah, I thought we were gone this week, but okay. How many points do we get this week so I can spend them on the flight over?
I'll give everybody 2 experience, actually.
Yes! It's
good. There was a lot of good thinking going on in this one I'm very proud of.
And I have an extra chip to save for the next week. Yay!
Yeah, so your trip is going to take, let me look something up here real quick, but I think it's still going to take about 2 weeks in your...
Good in God! Your
Oh, that's a long, from New York to Cairo. Yeah, New York to Cairo. That's pretty quick.
Actually, generally, with the invention of the steam, ship,
3 weeks. Yeah, that's what they were quoting at the time was 3 weeks for that journey.
Right. But
including the basically from port to port and the train ride to Cairo, 3 weeks.
that seems awfully.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what all the historical, notes are saying on it, with Zeppelin flights, you know, once again, you've got some really nasty weather to deal with potentially as well.
Yeah. I know the ship trip takes like 3 days.
Yeah.
For
current flights take 11 hour and 24 minutes at current airplane speeds.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a long journey. I'm just saying. Gee, good lord. Yeah, depending upon the time period, it's steamships.
I think your special souped up, Zeppelin may take a week and a half, but I will give you 2 weeks of experience as you're basically in a confined space with nothing better to do.
Do I need to spend XP for languages or would I just get them?
What does your stunt allow you to do?
It lets me have any languages I want. I mean, it was Gift of Tongues, which was one of the stunts in the original.
Yep. Let me look it up. Let me look it up. But I think the way I'm going to do it is it just takes you the time to learn it. Since it is a gift that you have, you just have to be able to, but it does take away a week's worth of training for you to do it. Okay. So.
Is it changed?
Can we take a trip that has 4 weeks then?
We take the scenic route.
No. I only have 2 XP.
Yep. I've got 12.
I spent it all so I could get the extra level at alchemy.
Do I want to do anything with my group? Question.
I'm not going to do anything this week.
Thing is, I have 8 chips. Do I want to spend them now or do I want to save them?
I'm in Cairo. Vote for Bishop! Vote for Bishop!
The ex of Bishop.
Mm-hmm. It goes diagonally on the game of chess.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, 2 weeks, to spend XP in.
Yeah. And it has to be something that you could actually do on board. Yeah. So
what 2 languages should I pick up? Arabic and what?
Coptic. Or Turkish.
Turkish.
Coptic or Turkish. Okay. Do you have Coptic?
Turkish. Coptic is,
there's 10% of the population that speaks Coptic, and they're all on the margins of society, and not more blacks.
Arabic will serve you pretty much anywhere we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does hieroglyphics count as a language, Bert? Or is that a thing I can get
hold of? Well, we don't know how to actually say hieroglyphics.
Yeah, but it's...
I don't know how to say ancient Egyptian either, except for what little Tesla said.
Yeah. Let me think on that one. I don't see why not if you want to waste a week of training for a only written dead language. I mean, I'm not going to say no, I suppose, but,
okay. I mean, I'm not taking it right now, but I have that option.
I'd need to get a new average skill before I can move anything.
I will try to, make sure my group is nice and ready, and I have a, can I have a team ready in Cairo just, you know, because?
Of Cheka?
Yeah, sure.
That would be difficult. Since there's no guild, headquarters in, Cairo currently.
What the hell are we doing?
You can send people ahead of time just to be there. Nah. I mean.
We're not gonna waste resources.
Can I get a cryptography skill?
Well, yeah, you can start any new skill that you want.
Sometimes you just need to invent skills.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I've run out of skills. I really have. I'm out of skills.
Oh, there's tons of you just invent skills. I mean, I've got half clothing as a skill.
Oratory, political science,
torsion, cooking. There's one other, not some others I thought of which I haven't picked up yet.
Craft basket weaving is always a classic.
Yeah. Have you got a mite skill?
Yes, I have a mite, which is one I'm actually going to be bumping up.
Animal handling?
Mites on there?
Slave handling? If we're going to Egypt.
Yeah, slaves are still legal at this point in time.
Well, good fight. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Yep. Actually, if everybody can stay on for just a moment, leave your microphones open.
Ah, yes.
And get a few seconds here, starting now. That's good. Yep. Looking up travel times, basically in the 1820s, the most that they're gonna get, they give you is by ocean because planes didn't make that trip quite yet.
Planes weren't invented until, but yes, I was actually running, given our tech level, I was running closer to 1900, and
What are the travel times like in the 1900s for
New York to Cairo? Across the Atlantic, 3 to 4 days, maybe 5 if you're running slow. And then the Med is much smaller than the Atlantic. So depends on how slow you're going, but a couple. I mean, if you're going fast, you can make it in a day. The Med isn't that big.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Let's make it 2 weeks so that we get skills.
No, it's going to be 2 weeks regardless. I mean, there may be a week before you're ready to go, before they can travel. And if it's just a week of travel, then, you know. I may reduce the actual travel time, but you'll still get 2 weeks worth of skill ups.
And last session would be my fifth session in the box. This is in starting a new one, so I gain another refresh in aspect, isn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And remember, you can leave aspect slots free and decide later.
That's why I had to fill in the last one, because it was just getting, it's getting ridiculous when I have two unfilled aspects. Which is why I now have. Yeah.
I have zero unfilled aspects, thanks to Jameis.
If I have unfilled aspects, I'll forget I have them and I'll never use them ever.
I just put down question mark to indicate the fact they've got an unfilled aspect.
Undefined.
Yeah, so the reason why we didn't do the Egypt Cairo adventure this week is because I was busy enough that I didn't get enough time to do my research on it properly. And I've got this nice Call of Cthulhu Cairo book I want to read through.
Ah.
Is there anything that the railroads after I can help with to basically give them chips at the moment? I'm not sure.
What did you want to try and do?
Is there anything in particular that they want help with at the moment that I can give them chips for?
Right now they're trying to buy assets. So, if you want to get them in contact with someone that might help something or other.
Yeah, sure. I'll just make a general contact call then.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually gonna, can I do some rolling to try and get a, actual apartment which is worth owning now?
Like I said, depends on the district. With a resource level 3, you can own a townhouse in one of the lower...
Will contacts help at all to be able to find a really good deal?
No, just resources.
Okay.
resources.
If you actually want to try and find something that you really can't afford, but you want anyway, you can try and go for something above
here. I just finally want to move out of a district whereby sirens are a common thing.
Oh, sure, yeah. Resource level 3 will buy you a townhouse and anything except for districts, let's see.
1, 2?
No, actually, give me a second. I actually have a neighborhood map drawn out as to what the good neighborhoods and bad neighborhoods are.
Plenty of storage space would be good.
5 chips from me.
Five are being transferred? Okay.
Yeah. Boink.
Okay, let's see, not District 1, not 2, not 3.
I'm in District 5.
Yeah, you can do 4, 5, 6, or 7.
Well, 8 if you want to go for shithole.
Yeah, or 8.
No, I'm already in 8.
Yeah, remember 5 and 6 are the docks.
Yes.
So they're actually kind of the what? Really.
I thought 5 was right beside on the other side of 1, near the top left hand side.
You're right. It is, the bottom two are District 8 and District 7. Those are the crap holes.
Yeah.
District 6 is not that bad. And Districts 4 and District 6 aren't bad at all. So either one of those. And the closer your apartment is to the hub, the better, you know, the better quality it is. The further out you are on the rim, the worse the quality is.
Not necessarily, because if you want to get the really big, expensive places,
you've got to go out towards the wilderness. Right. But even those, you have to be in the top districts because the bottom ones are bordering the water. So,
and now we could be a robot. With a robot.
Yeah. All right. Well, good night, guys.
Good night.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least 2 episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orderdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slamdesign.com/RPPR.